Nominations for the Academy Awards were announced this morning in Los Angeles. To catch up on who received that early morning phone call that all Hollywood dreams of, we've called on Kenneth Turan, film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Ken, let's start with the Best Picture category. Which films got the nod?
Well, some were, mostly they were expected films. Some were, there was one kind of a surprise. Brokeback Mountain was nominated, Capote, Crash, Good Night and Good Luck. And again, Munich was nominated. I think a lot of people thought Walk the Line would get that nomination, this nomination. But and also Steven Spielberg got a directing nomination. You know, the Academy often chooses substance over entertainment when it has the option, when it, when it votes for the Oscar nominations, and that's what happened with Munich.
But no Walk the Line. It won a big award at the Golden Globes, but left out here, huh?
Yeah, I mean, the Golden Globes are a world unto themselves, you know. But, you know, like I say, the Academy takes itself seriously, and even though Munich really was greeted when it came out with really a firestorm of attack from political commentators, and sometimes the Academy shies away from films that get attacked that way. But in this case, the Academy said, no, we like Spielberg, we like the film, we're going with it.
Mm-hmm. And the Best Actor category expected to be quite competitive.
Yes, it should be a very tough race. It's Philip Seymour Hoffman and Capote, Heath Ledger, Brokeback Mountain, Joaquin Phoenix from Walk the Line, he got a nomination, David Strathairn, Good Night and Good Luck, and the fifth slot went to a bit of a surprise, Terrence Howard in Hustle and Flow, which is a film that didn't get much traction in the marketplace, but he was in Crash, a film the Academy liked. This is his moment as an actor. This is a great performance, and the Academy recognized it.
Mm-hmm. Any actor or film that's shaping up to be a shoe-in for the Oscar?
Yeah, I think at this point Reese Witherspoon is a shoe-in for Walk the Line to win Best Actress. Her competition is Judi Dench, Felicity Huffman, Keira Knightley, and Charlize Theron. For a variety of reasons, again, this seems like Reese Witherspoon's moment. It's an entertaining film. People liked it. She's an actress who's worked a lot that people know, and I think she's going to walk home with the Oscar.
Any surprises this morning?
The one thing that I thought was a little, so not so surprised, but I didn't know what happened, a very controversial film is one of the five films nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. That's Paradise Now from the Palestinian Authority. The people who were upset with Munich are going to have coronaries when they see Paradise Now, and I think we're going to hear a lot of talk about that film, and I think it's a superb film. I'm really delighted that it got nominated.
And Ken, overall, how does this year's crop of Oscar nominees rate?
Well, you know, what's happened over the years is that the Oscars have been they've been scrutinized like, bacteria under a microscope. And they're so closely scrutinized that there's very little surprising about them. And I think, this year, almost nothing here is a major surprise. All the attention has kind of taken a little bit of the fun out of announcement day.
All right. Ken Turan is film critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. Thanks very much, Ken.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstein.